The fictional town of Stars Hollow is the backdrop of the cult TV show Gilmore Girls. Stars Hollow is based on the real town of Washington, Connecticut. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports Washington will be the site of a three-day Gilmore Girls fan festival this weekend in anticipation of the show's return in November.
Gilmore Girls is about a mother and daughter who live in a small New England town full of eccentric characters. The mother runs a bed and breakfast where much of the action takes place.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Dragonfly Inn.
Oh, will you look at this place?
It's paradise. Oh, Lorelei, the babies that are going to be conceived on this property.
That bed and breakfast was inspired by Washington's Mayflower Grace Inn. Manager Monica Newman says the show's creator, Amy Sherman Palladino, hatched the idea during a weekend stay there.
She was really just captivated by the feel of the inn and the town of Washington, which is very much a small country town.
Newman shows me around the inn. We walk through the lobby past a staircase with gilded molding.
It just very much has that feel of coming into an old established inn.
With 58 acres, including a spa and a Shakespeare garden, it's got a bit more of a luxurious, classical feeling than the fictional Dragonfly Inn.
I think it's certainly one of an English country house, or in our case, we'll say a Connecticut country house.
There's a locally owned grocery store and a diner filled with regulars here, too. Just like in the show, Newman says Washington is the kind of place where you see your neighbors on the street day in, day out, just like Stars Hollow.
It is a little bit of a step back in time. It refreshes and revives you and restores your faith in the community and communal living.
But Stars Hollow has a certain brand of eccentricity that might not exist anywhere in real life. It's the kind of place that has a wandering town troubadour with a guitar. When a second troubadour shows up to challenge him, he gets so mad he takes it up at a town meeting.
And there's no room for a second troubadour in Stars Hollow.
This is hands down the silliest thing I have ever heard.
All I'm asking is that the town troubadour laws be enforced.
There are no town troubadour laws.
There ought to be something.
I've got the town handbook right here.
Not to get myself in trouble with anybody here locally, but we have very interesting people here in Washington also.
That's First Selectman Mark Lyon. He didn't know anything about Gilmore Girls, not even its connection to Washington, until he got a call from a fan who wanted to organize the festival.
I'll admit that I have watched 6 episodes now, and while I don't recognize myself or anybody in particular, it portrays Stars Hollow is a caring community where people know each other, and we have some idiosyncrasies, all of us do.
Lyon says not everybody's happy about all the attention the show's drawn. People here value their privacy, and fans keep coming around asking about the show. Lyon thinks eventually, though, the hubbub will quiet down and things will go back to how they've pretty much always been.
The lane of steady habits can be pretty well defined by Washington. It may have an effect, but I don't see any big dramatic changes. I mean, the town will continue on.
Stars Hollow might only loosely be based on Washington, but fans at this week's Gilmore Girls Festival might see more similarities than usual. The organizers say a lot of Stars Hollow institutions will make an appearance, including, of course, a town troubadour. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.